Hello, Alexis. I just noticed the chat going on in the channel.
What's going on? I'm so confused.
So, and I was not in the last meeting, so I was not aware at all. And I did not see anything in the channel.
Yeah.
So I think we should catch up or what?
Yeah, I'll put something in. I'll just like let's for anybody who's around, let's meet. I just put it in there. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
I had 1 week's vacation last week. Was
That's
wonderful. Nice.
yeah. Do you have good weather?
Not so much in the beginning, but you know, it's always sounds more bad when you read the weather forecast, and then when you're
Yeah.
actually outside, and so it didn't prevent me from doing anything, and I
Oh,
was
that's good.
at a
Yeah.
wonderful outdoor concert
Oh,
in Borgholm. It's an old castle at Öland, not so far from me. It's a big island. But together with my brother, and he came all the way from Copenhagen just to go to that concert together with me. And we had,
Yay.
he loved it. And I knew that this Swedish
Oh,
artist would be exactly what he would like to. So,
that sounds really nice.
and then my daughter
Yeah.
with all her three kids, and you know,
Oh,
two 1 years
wow.
old and 1 4 years old, and just
Oh,
celebrated birthday and
wow.
hang out, just so nice.
I'm surprised you didn't take the normal 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
You know, somehow the work I have is more American than
Yeah.
European. But I
Yeah.
did also read, I think it was a Swedish report or something about that in a way. It's better to have several shorter vacations than have
Oh.
a vacation with 4 weeks out because it is so hard to get
Yeah.
back again.
It
And you are
is, yeah.
looking forward to these 4 weeks of freedom for so long. So, and those weeks just pass so fast. So
Yeah.
he recommended it's better to do smaller vacation and then you have many more vacations to look forward to. Because half of your joy is that you are planning and you are looking forward to that. So
That
I'm
you
taking
can,
that. Yeah, I will.
yeah, and you can also go when the rest of Europe is actually working.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah, but what he also mentioned was that it's a good idea to have it a week off in when, you know, when the autumn is hitting you, all the dark, and
Yeah.
you get to you, or and maybe in the winter also when
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
tough. So,
Oh, winter. Yeah, winter can be tough. Yeah. Well, here we are.
right. Well,
Oh.
I too was on vacation and have no idea what's going on. I haven't listened to the recording yet, but I was just looking at the notes. And I mean, it sounds like it's just this was going to be I know Caitlin had mentioned to me that she wanted to see whether or not we could get away with not having the Tuesday
Yeah.
meetings and just do the next week's planning at the meeting, whatever. So, may was that was is the August thing maybe just an experiment?
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And we talked about the Community priorities, and then honestly, we were talking about bringing groups in, but I'm not sure if this was for like this week or not. Because we didn't finish some of the discussions.
Okay. So this is the first thing I hear about it, and I think
Oh.
that's a really bad idea because it's not just planning the agenda. It is also where we have a possibility to have, a conversation, a little
Private
bit.
discussions.
I will say these meetings kind of should not be then recorded and put in. I don't know who has access to see these. But in a way, it I think if we are to, there's happening, there's talks happening, and you probably are aware of some of the latest things being discussed here and there. So we should have possibility not just to spend 5 minutes on planning the next meeting, because that's.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Well,
sounds very superficial to me. If
these Tuesday's meetings, they are recorded and everyone can see them at the moment. So we could discuss if we want to change that. And I think Caitlin just wanted to suspend the Tuesday meetings for August or for the summertime because there's so many people are out.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think they will. I think she sort of thought that we will resume with them in September or so.
Okay.
That was I. What's I what? That's what I understood.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, I guess the question though is, what do we have for this week? I mean, if we don't have anything, then I mean we don't have to meet. But
I think there are a whole lot of things, organizational things that have to be discussed or settled. At least with the for the people who are rolling off from positions who will follow. I mean, there was this really stakeholder group where Kristen was, and that has to be someone has to go there from PC. And liaisons and so on. At least I'm not aware of that. There have been nominees or things have been settled.
I mean, that could be done asynchronously, though. I mean, I think.
Yeah, I thought she would post something, but she hasn't. So I think it's not going to happen this week. I heard. I don't know what she thought that. He was gone like that.
Well, I'm happy to send out a reminder about, new liaisons and all of that.
Yeah. Did we want to talk about, I don't know if this WolfCon, what we're doing at WolfCon. I think we've talked about it briefly, but I don't know because we talked about maybe doing the vision statement at WolfCon. So maybe we don't need to talk about that either.
I mean, I guess I would rather not talk about it without Caitlin. So Caitlin's on vacation this week.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's better just to maybe not meet this week and just send out, hey, we need liaisons and someone for the stakeholders meeting.
Can we maybe update the list of liaisons and remove the people who, so it's clear. What
Which ones are needed?
I can do that. Okay, that's fine. That sounds good. I came back from my trip sick anyway. I'm kind of a mess. So
Another thing that we wanted to do or that we discussed this, just updating the wiki page I mean the Product Council wiki page or section, because it's some information is outdated and some things could be reorganized. For example, we have this very long list of meetings that we could restructure so that you can find meetings more easily and find topic calendar more easily, for example, and things like that.
No, that seems like a really worthwhile project.
I don't know how we would want to go or go on with that. I mean, should everyone just go and change things? I think that's not how we want to proceed.
No, I think we should either. Personally, I think we should, there should be a small group that does it. Or a person. But yeah, I think again without Caitlin and Jeremy, Jeremy said he wasn't available to meet today. I think we should just postpone the stuff. I was looking at the list on the wiki. All of those seem like great things. I think we should do all those things. I just don't know that we can necessarily do them this week or talk about them. But yeah, there's the wiki. Yeah, it needs a facelift for sure. Totally agree on that. So I'm inclined to say I'll send out I'll do the liaison list, take out everybody who's cycling off. And ask for, remind everybody that we need volunteers for the various groups.
Maybe you could ask people simply to go in and add their name, and then they can, maybe put their name in with bold or something so it's clear that this is new, and then we can later remove the bold text. And then then it's more or less done by itself. And
Yeah, that sounds great.
well, there's the template. I did create the SIG. I did copy it until December, so we didn't have to do that. But if we put it in the template, then we'll have to maybe we can ask them to update like the August through December ones as well.
We can start. Let's just start with the template and then we can
Yeah.
follow up from there. Okay, that sounds like a plan. All
Awesome.
right.
It's
Yep.
been
Thanks,
fun.
everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.